Hello and welcome to podcast 4 in our series. Today we're talking about tackling complex regulations and deadlines. I'm Suzanne Beach, the marketing director, and I'm pleased to be joined by Glyn King, the CEO, who I know has been working very closely with our annual billing teams as we sit here in March, and he's going to talk to us a little bit about how we support clients to meet those critical deadlines at this time of the year. If you could tell us more, Glyn.
So we're well aware of the regulations and deadlines that are imposed upon the Revs and Bens team. And all Revs and Bens teams and our team here are attempting to be the swan swimming across the top of the lake. But we're all paddling very, very hard because those regulations are applied upon you. You've got to get it there within 14 days of that payment being ready. We're well aware that this is the revenue generator for the council or the entity for the year. And so those regulations are a problem to you because you're also dealing with software upgrades. You're also dealing with late decisions on those regulations and the deadlines to provide the actual rate that you're going to charge and any discounts that might be applied to those rates. So we're well aware of those regulations and we're working really hard with our clients, and our team here are working hard to use all the technology at the front end, processing those files, and then the print engines to be available to help you meet those deadlines. The regulations are there for you, for good reason, and you're working hard and we're working hard to do this. I know, Suzanne, you've been working with the team, and particularly Robin, on how we're doing that. And one of the things is to be present and have people who are already practiced under stress of doing this. So I know Robin's been working with you.
Yeah, and Robin and the year-end team, and I think that's the crucial bit here. It's the dedicated year-end team, because you're quite right, you do need experience of people that can handle pressure and handle pressure for a document that is ultimately the key revenue generator for a lot of local authorities in the year. And we see spikes, don't we, in demand at this time of year that far exceed our daily production. Can you talk a little bit about how we support clients by having that capacity?
Absolutely. So we, throughout the year, will not only see this year-end spike, we will see tax year-end spike, we will see commercial spikes, and we never, ever run daily at more than 60% of our capacity. So we're always able to cope with this capacity by putting on extra time, maybe weekend working that we wouldn't normally do. But the units that we have purchased, printers, enclosers, are only ever running at 60% capacity. So we're able to cope with this. It's not only the machines, it's the people. We have to have people who have been dragged through this hedge previously, and they're willing to be dragged through it again. And our team are used to it, are good at it, and can work with the Revs and Bens team, who equally have been through this before, are experienced. And if the Revs and Bens team enthusiasm matches our team's enthusiasm, we'll get through it. And we do get through it. And those regulations, just, they're a problem at the beginning, but they're not a problem if we can work together and get it out. And that's what we work on doing.
And the working together is a key bit, because you need to be so agile in these situations, don't you? Because
absolutely,
the regulation doesn't change year on year, but when the rates are changing, we've had examples in the past where we've had the energy rebate that came in very, very late and we had to react dynamically. And I know that we've got an on-site team in Rugby of programmers, of document composition. So there isn't a delay in that change management process, is there? And that's important when things change.
So the people who set these regulations and these deadlines don't actually do the job.
Yes.
So it's great for them to set the regulations and the deadlines. As I say, they don't do the job, but we've got to adhere to those. And we are well aware of our responsibilities in adhering to those. And we work very hard to do that with the teams. One of the most important things is that you've got resilience in the business and you're able to do that. We've talked about that a few moments ago. We're ready, willing and able to adapt to those changes. What I would suggest is, we're coming to the end of this podcast. We're going to do a podcast, the next one, podcast 5, which will be learnings from the year end. And we will get our team in here and we will discuss those learnings and how we should potentially start planning for year end for cost savings for next year, for digital, for the use of digital delivery, electronic delivery,
more automation,
and more example. Automation yeah. for the process, so that we can get it, so that those regulations, do what you like, Mr. Regulation Man. We're going to beat those regulations and we're going to achieve our goals well in advance.
Of getting it there on time.
Yeah.
I think that's a good point to stop. We want to keep it short. So thank you for listening today and we look forward to wrapping up with the year end later.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.